What is the most used topic of conversation? Well, I'm going to guess that it is the weather. You see someone on the street, you want to start a conversation, or it's just what you want to comment about. It's like, oh, that wind has been so cold today. Or maybe, beautiful day, isn't it? Or can you believe all this rain we're not having? It looks like it's going to storm. Or maybe, it's freezing today. Hopefully it doesn't snow. Maybe, wow, it's really cold for this time of the year. Or, how's the weather? What's it like out there? What's the temperature like? What's the weather forecast? It's boiling hot. Or, I can't believe this weather. Well, it goes on and on. You could come up with lots of sayings that people use very often when we're commenting on the weather, whether or not it is something we really want to talk about, or it's just a way of kind of breaking into a conversation. Well, I have some freaky facts about the weather, and I can't say that these are all for sure facts, but there's a number of them that I know are, so I'm thinking that they probably are all correct. So here we go. Number one is, you can tell the temperature by counting a cricket's chirps. Number two, sandstorms can swallow up entire cities. Or three, dirt mixed with wind can make dust storms called black blizzards. How about, you know, a mudslide can carry rocks, trees, vehicles, and entire houses. The coldest temperature ever officially recorded, are you ready for this? You don't want to be there, was -192. Don't know where that was, but I know I don't want to be there. How about, this is sort of an eek, E-E-K, eek, for many people. Mild autumn weather often means bigger spiders in our homes. Or, do you know that a heat wave can make train tracks bend? And this one is, I think, surprising because we don't know about it. About 2,000 thunderstorms rain down on Earth every minute. A 2003 heat wave turned grapes to raisins before they were picked off the vine. And lightning often follows a volcanic eruption. Raindrops can be the size of a housefly and fall at more than 30 miles per hour. Here's a place I don't want to be. Cape Farewell in Greenland is the windiest place on the planet. In July 2001, the rainfall in Kerala, India, was blood red. And I think I've heard about that. There is a really good reason for it, but I can't tell you what it is right now. How about blizzards can make snowflakes feel like pellets hitting your face? Oh yeah, been there, done that. Here's one I don't want to be around. A hurricane in Florida caused 900 captive pythons to escape. Have you seen this one? Worms wriggle up from underground when a flood is coming. In Antarctica, snow can fall so hard that you literally can't see your hand in front of your face. And maybe you've felt this, a whiteout or heavy snowfall that makes it difficult to see can make you feel sick. Wildfires sometimes create tornadoes made of fire called fire whirls. And in 1972, a blizzard dumped 26 feet of snowfall on Iran, burying 200 villages. Some tornadoes can be faster than Formula One racing cars. Now here's one I'm guessing a lot of you have experienced. Black ice, a transparent coating of ice on a surface, can make pavement super slippery. Some frogs get noisier just before it rains. And in 525 BC, a sandstorm buried hundreds of soldiers in an Egyptian desert. Just a few more to go. Now, I've heard of it's raining cats and dogs, but here Waterspouts or rotating columns of air over water can make fish or other sea creatures rain down from the sky. The most damage ever caused by a thunderstorm was in 1995 when hailstones bigger than cricket balls fell on Texas. And in 1684, it was so cold that the River Thames froze solid for 2 months. And if you have some pets, you might take a look at this. Cats and dogs have been known to sense when a tornado is approaching. And we had once a cat who, when there was a storm coming, tornado or not, just a storm, would go to the basement. Smart cat. Well, there are, of course, these are all kind of maybe non-useful pieces of information. But here's a couple that might be more useful. I keep hearing people say, oh, I want to get out there in the garden. I need to, you know, get things started and so on. And soil temp and air temp are really, really important when you're thinking about planting. So one of the things to think about is the frost-free dates, both in the spring and in the fall. That gives us about 164 growing days. And when the weather people talk about frosts, 24 degrees is a severe frost, 25 to 28 is a moderate freeze, and 29 to 32 is a light freeze. So looking at you can find frost-free date information in quite a few places. And it gives a range often of a 10% to 90% range. So even though these temperatures are based, of course, on what is normal or could be average, you still take a risk to a certain extent. So in our area, there is a 50% chance that the last temperature of 32 degrees will be May 2nd. And I know some people love to take chances, and others are going to wait to put their tomatoes out for a long time, which is a really smart idea. In the fall, which we're not so worried about now, there is a 50% chance that the first 30 degrees we see will be on September 28th. So temperatures are for most of Southwest Iowa. There's a few little areas that are a little more protected that the growing season would be a little bit longer. But let's go back to right now, the prediction, the average, the normal, is that May 2nd, a 50% chance that May 2nd will be the last freeze date of 32 degrees. So what can you be planting? Of course, many people have plants started in their homes. And normally, you could have put broccoli, cauliflower, and cabbage seeds in the ground quite a bit earlier, maybe end of March. And the same is with lettuce and spinach. Those are crops that can withstand a great deal of cold. And if you're into the flowers, then it's pansies that can withstand some actual freezing temperature. Other things that can be put into the ground earlier, of course, are onion starts and potatoes. I wonder how many people are planting potatoes on Good Friday. Peas are another thing. Either sugar snap or regular peas also can go in the ground when the ground thaws, so they can withstand pretty cold temperatures. So if you want to get something started early. Now, if you're going to grow tomatoes, peppers, and eggplants, better wait around a little while because they are really tender when it comes to a frost. And same thing, come even a little later. Corn, squash, pumpkins, cucumbers, watermelons, gourds, sunflowers. Seeds might go in the ground a little before that frost-free date we mentioned, but not much. They really like to have the soil temperature near 60 degrees. Well, I haven't checked on the soil temperature, but I don't think we're anywhere near that temperature because we just haven't had enough cold, free nights. So we need warm days, but we also need some nights that don't get down to 30 and even 40 degrees. So there's still some planting time ahead, and take care when that soil gets warmed up and sunshine. Everything's going to grow really fast. They'll catch up. So until next time, here's a thought. We could all take a lesson from the weather. It pays no attention to criticism.